Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a story about the gift of Pele. A number of years ago, I was invited to present a research paper at a history conference in the Hawaiian Islands. I met with my friends beforehand and I asked what they wanted me to bring them back from Hawaii. One woman warned, "Whatever you do, don't bring us back any stones." She knew I was a collector of stones wherever I travel. "Why not?" I asked. "Because," she replied, "stones are the body of Pele, the goddess of the Hawaiian Islands, and she needs them to keep herself whole. Don't take any stones, or Pele will be angry with you." Pele is the Hawaiian great goddess who rules all aspects of life, death, and rebirth. Pele is believed to live in the volcano Kilauea, and she is one of the few living goddesses still revered in the world today. People still make offerings to her when volcanic eruptions threaten the safety and peace of the Hawaiians. Pele embodies the sand and the stones and the beaches, and she protects the land from the incursions of the relentless ocean. When I arrived in Maui, I was immediately enchanted. The air has a brightness I have not seen elsewhere. There is always a rainbow somewhere in the endless sky. Every day after the conference sessions, I went swimming in the astonishingly blue ocean. I was drawn to the abundant white coral fragments that were everywhere on the beaches. When I rolled the coral in my hand, it made a chiming sound like marbles, rich and deep. I was charmed by them and found myself collecting pockets full every time I walked on the beach, which was several times each day. But after nearly a week, it was time to go home. I packed my suitcase and checked to make sure I had my airline tickets. They were in a black leather case with a pink ribbon attached to the zipper. But the tickets were nowhere to be found. I unpacked the suitcase, removing the clothing, the souvenirs, the white coral, but no tickets. I looked under the bed, in the closet, in the bathroom. I emptied the wastebaskets, even looked in the minibar, but no tickets. I emptied my carry-on bag and my purse and my briefcase. I even searched through the rental car, under the seats and the trunk. Still, no tickets. I resigned myself to having to pay the hefty ticket replacement fee when I got to the airport. As I repacked everything, I noticed that my suitcase was really heavy, what with all that white coral and all. As I drove to the airport, I remembered what my friend had said about not taking any stones from Hawaii, and suddenly I realized that all that white coral probably counted as stones. Is that what this ticket problem was all about? Pele saying, "You take my stones, I take your tickets." Well, after the next beach, I pulled over and emptied all the bags of coral out onto the beach and said out loud, "There you go, Pele. I'm giving you back your stones." At the airport, I remembered yet another stash of coral in my carry-on bag, and I surreptitiously emptied the remaining coral behind a palm tree. And I also remembered to empty what white coral still remained in my pocket. Feeling considerably lighter, I went in search of the ticket counter. That business transacted, I sat down in the lounge to admire a rainbow over the bay. Minutes later, I heard my name being called over the PA system and went back to the ticket counter to collect my paperwork and pay my fee. But there, on the counter, was my black leather ticket case with the pink ribbon attached. "Where in the world did this come from?" I exclaimed in astonishment. The woman behind the ticket counter simply smiled and shrugged and said she didn't know, it had just appeared. Pele must have accepted the return of her stones and given me back my tickets. I laughed out loud at my encounter with Pele, Hawaii's living goddess. Back in Maine, I unpacked my suitcase, the clothing, the gifts for my friends. But what was this? In the corner of the suitcase was a small handful of white coral. Now, how could that be? I swear I had emptied it all out at the beach. I picked up the coral pieces in my hand. They were smooth and heavy and chimed together as I rolled them in my hand. Thank you, Pele, for your generous gift. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.